We are back with another podcast, but unfortunately, I do not have a soundtrack. I'm sorry about that. I didn't lie, I just haven't gotten around to it. So, I am so happy that we have made it to 2020. Like, I don't know if you started over your 2020 in February, but okay, since I didn't do a podcast in January, let's just say that 2020 has just started this month. All right, so welcome to Nasanta Real 2020. This is the first podcast of this a new decade. If it's the first that you're listening to Nasanta Real, I welcome you here. You will not be disappointed, trust me. Nasanta Real, I want to recall, I'm gonna call it Nasanta's Real now. So Nasanta's Real is a podcast, right? And the podcast means that it's basically like a radio program, but the only difference is that it is on the internet and it's accessible at any time. It's not like a radio program that's pretty much live, and if you can't hear it, then you can't hear it. So yeah, and this is a podcast that is recorded by me, produced by me and everything, but there are times when I have friends and family who come on and give their feedback. Additionally, it is where I discuss real issues that impact me, on a audio reel. Okay, it's not an audio reel, but yeah. So with that said, welcome to the real family. That is if you are listening for the very first time. If you're not, then welcome my family. So let us get into the reason that you're listening. All right, so a part of my resolution for this year, I won't say New Year's resolution because I feel like you doing something new shouldn't be subjected to what society expects. Oh, 2020 has begun, so have your New Year's resolution. No. And in my resolution, I said that I would start reading the Bible, like try to read the whole Bible. Yes, and this is one of the more than 10 times I start this and I fail. At one point in time, I reached with Genesis, Exodus. I think I was on my way to Leviticus and then I like stopped. But I must say that I have read all of Revelation, I think more than once. I don't want to lie on the Bible. If you don't get the joke, I'm sorry. I've read Daniel, I think, more than once as well, and some others. Yeah. But I haven't gotten through the Bible, and I want to do something different this year. So when I started reading Genesis, that was in like January, and something integral jumped out at me, and I wanted to discuss it from that time, but I didn't get around to, and I'm really sorry that I didn't, because if I had discussed it then you would get the essence of what I want to say, because to some extent I kind of lost it, but here goes. So while reading Genesis, I realized that God told Adam everything that he has. Yeah. Like, God tell him, say, him have dominion over the things on earth, really. And I'm stumbling. What it is that I want to say is that everything that we have it was created before we were placed on earth. Like, our birth was not unintentional, it was intentional. And every resource that we need to execute whatever plan that God has for us has been placed, put in place before we came, you know, on the scene. And one of the things that we have is power. And many times we try, we don't even try, it just comes natural where we don't believe that we have power over certain things in our lives, that we don't have control. But listen, you have power over your life. You have power over the things that enter. You have power over the things that exist. You have power to call things as though they are when they aren't. And when I say this, I look at the names of the animals. So the animals were created, right? But I'm never having a name. But Adam say, yo, you look like a dog, so I'm gonna call you a dog. And where it goes into the different languages, I don't understand, but let's not get into that. Yeah, I'm not so much of an intellect when it comes down to those things. But yeah, Adam saw the cat and be like, yo, you look like a cat. Meow. That was funny to me. I hope you laughed. Anyways, so yeah, looking at that, I see that, you know, you have power. And when Jesus came on the scene, he didn't say anything different from what was said in the beginning, because the word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, right? And then even after Christ, nothing changed, because when Jesus came on the scene, until the disciples say, yo, you have power, right? And then after Jesus went off the scene, and the Holy Spirit came, it was still said, you have power. So, like, when I got that revelation, I was like, may I live my life may not live up to what I should be living up to, because the spirit of fear consumes me so much. I can do something, but because I don't believe in myself, like, I just don't go at it. And I refuse to allow this to consume me any longer. And many times we have different declarations over our lives and be like, you know, this year is a year when I do this, when I do that. But many times we don't do it. And that is because of fear. So in order for us to have a successful 2020, I say that whatever fear is in our life, we need to get rid of it, because fear is not of the Lord. For God had not given you the spirit of fear. It's a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Or the Bible wouldn't say the spirit of fear. So God had not given you the spirit of fear, but of power. You have power to say, fear, get thee behind me and never return. Yeah, you have power. You have power in speaking. You have power in doing, in going, which is doing. So why you sit down upon the business plan? Why you sit down upon the idea? Why are you sitting down on your purpose? Why are you sitting on your abilities? Why? Okay, of fear. You met the spirit of fear consume it all. You need to let it go, right? For God had not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. That's one of the gifts of the spirit I'm really working on, because it's really hard to love people. I can tolerate you, but that doesn't mean that I love you. And many of us, we have that happening in our lives where we consume, or where we confuse toleration for love. No, we need to find the middle ground, and then from the middle ground we dig out where toleration is and we build up where love should be. Yeah. Hope you get that, because I was mixed up. Yeah. So love and the sound mind for me, many times in 2019, I felt like I was gonna lose my mind. I think around this time last year, I felt like I was losing my mind. And it takes a lot to, I don't know about you, but it takes a lot to convince myself that I'm a sane person. Yeah, we have sound minds. God didn't create us to be irrational. And then a double-minded man is unstable. Be not double-minded. Yeah. Then there's this other thing that I want to talk about. So I feel like when things you can look on physical examples to help you with the spiritual. So in my physical recently, I was learning how to swim. And the swimming pool that I was learning to swim in, or should I say I am currently learning, I'm on a pause, so I don't know. So the swimming pool that I have been learning in is like 10 feet. But before that, I was learning to swim in a 25 feet diving pool. And my fear in that was great, but it wasn't that great. Like the 10 feet, and I don't understand that. And I remember my coach told me to jump off in the water, and I was like, man, jump off, even though number one, you have lifeguards there, number two, they have the stick there, number three, they have lifeguards there. I was like, I am not going. And then number four, they give you instructions. I was like, I'm not jumping off in this. But then eventually I started talking to myself and I recognized that, why you're not gonna jump? It makes sense to jump because the longer you wait to jump is the more fear is going to consume you. And in order, if you don't jump, then you can't go progress, right? And then this other thought came to me, even if you don't control death. So even if you jump off and something happen, it meant for happen. And then when you jump off, people did it to help you, so just jump. And then after getting that, you know, mindset, I was like, yeah. So the fear, you know, started going away because I'm like, at the end of the day, I will be helped. So it is when we should make a big decision where we are normally afraid to do it, but there are always some sort of help to help us. There are always going to be instructions. And as long as we follow these instructions, then we won't drown in fear. Then we won't drown in what ifs. Then we won't really drown as long as we follow these instructions. Additionally, God places angels in our lives who will catch our fall, and even God himself will help to fight our battles. So it's for us to just trust the process and just jump, right? And then I remember last night, I was praying. And like leading up to that moment last night, I encountered some spiritual thing with some demons. And for people who are really spiritual or whatever and listening, well, I will let you know that when ever I have quote-unquote sleep paralysis, I don't want to get into the science of it because I don't really know it, but whenever I get that, I know that I encounter some demonic force, and it's only when I say Jesus that I am helped, right? So throughout this week, I had an encounter, and in my encounter, I was face-to-face with that demon. And I couldn't move, and everything. And because of how the dream was, it was like I was so afraid to sleep at night. And even before that, I have troubles falling asleep at night because I wonder about spirits and all of those things. And yes, yeah, so it's really hard for me to sleep. Anyways, so last night I was asking for sound sleep, and then I was like, God, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You're my rod and my staff, and you comfort me. Right? And then while I was saying that, it's like it jumped out to me with the whole swimming thing. Like, spiritually, I was afraid, but I don't need to be, because as long as I take that walk, as long as I lay my head on my pillow, then God is with me. And as long as I see the rod and the staff, then I will be of some comfort. And so it was with my whole swimming thing, where I know that as long as my coach was there, then I'd be fine, even if something, you know, like the water force or something like that come for attack me or so. So yeah, what am I saying now? I'm saying that God is with us, and no matter what we fear, no matter what we are going through, as long as we tell God about it and believe that He will guide us, that He will help us, then everything is going to be all right. And yes, something might lick your dung, but you're not good dead. Okay, I say this like that. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I want to say. That you know, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and that must seem scary. You need not be afraid, because God is going to take you through it. It didn't say that you're going to live there. It said, yea, do I walk through. To go through something, that means say first you're outside, then you go in it, then you go come out. Yeah, think on that. That's like deep. Okay, it's not okay. So I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that you feel encouraged and everything. And I am so sorry for taking this long to give you another update. Listen, life right now has me all over the place. I am in my final semester of university, and it is so demanding. Like, I'm currently juggling classes, and in juggling classes, I have to be working on my final year project. Then I am juggling practicum, which is internal practicum / internship, as well as the external and internal, but I'm not doing anything internally thus far, but I'm juggling that, as well as some other freelancing things and other ideas, and trying to have a great relationship with God, as well as maintain a social life and a family life with my family, because I have no kids, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm doing all of that, and it has been a bit challenging, but I'm believing in God that I will be successful, that I am already successful, because I see the success before me. But it's just hard that I have all these obstacles before me leading up to that time. But I'm believing in God, y'all. Where did that come from? So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed. And we are still rallying for more people all over the world to listen. So yes, listen for my goat. No, I love you all.